more now on the burdens of the war. In Connecticut, the people who knew 21-year-old Army Specialist Christopher Hoskins say he really was happy being a soldier, so happy he had just reenlisted, even though this is a dangerous time for that occupation. Last week, Specialist Hoskins was killed in Iraq. From member station WNPR in Hartford, here's reporter Amy Jeffries.
Growing up, Chris Hoskins spent a lot of time behind the scenes, videotaping Board of Education meetings and basketball games. In a small red room on the second floor of his house in Killingly, Connecticut, Chris Hoskins' father, Rick, fumbles through the video cabinet. He finds a broadcast from the middle school television station. In the video, a 12-year-old Chris Hoskins makes a rare appearance in front of the camera.
Okay, good morning, everybody. I'm Chris Hoskins, and I'll be filling in for the weather today for Jonathan.
The young Hoskins is a little overdue for a haircut. His dark brown hair flops over his eyebrows. He barely looks at the camera.
It'll be an over-forecast today over here in Connecticut. It should be good for the weekend, and I hope the weather is pleasant enough for the football game on Friday for the Killingly High School.
Even without being a television star, Chris Hoskins stood out in a crowd. By high school, he was 6'3". He was the tallest guy on the Killingly High School wrestling team, and that made him hard to pin in a match. Hoskins' father says wrestling was the perfect sport for Chris because it allowed him to excel individually and still be part of a team. And Rick Hoskins says the military provided that, too.
He loved being part of his unit, and he often talked about his unit being his family and that they needed each other, they supported each other.
Rick Hoskins has been an English teacher at Killingly High School for 19 years. Chris Hoskins graduated from here in 2001. John Fulco, another English teacher at the school, met Chris Hoskins when he was 7 and later had him as a student. Fulco pulls an old grade book out of a gray metal desk.
Again, dedicated to the school, dedicated to his studies, worked real hard. Every single assignment was handed in. Look at that. No zeros.
Fulco says though Chris was a quiet kid, he would often plop himself down on the orange couch in the back of the classroom after school to talk. And even after he graduated, he would come back to say hello. David LeCompte, Hoskins' best friend, met Chris while they were building sets for a high school theater production.
And Chris actually got on my nerves, and I pushed Chris off the stage. And in the same, that next day, he actually came to me and apologized for making me upset, and that's pretty much how we became friends, and then all through high school. And whenever I needed Chris, he was there. There was no doubt about that.
LeCompte says he felt more confident about U.S. operations in Iraq just knowing that his friend was on the job. Specialist Hoskins was killed by enemy fire in combat outside Ramadi. His ashes will be buried at Arlington National Cemetery next month. For NPR News, I'm Amy Jeffries.